Representative Anthony Brindisi, a first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd District. Anthony, this is our first taping with you since you joined Congress, so give us a report. How's it going?
Well, I'm honored to be back on. It's been a while since the campaign, so thanks for having me back. I'm here in Washington now, and we've had a exciting few months, to say the least. First Congress to come into office during the middle of a government shutdown, so that presented a lot of challenges for us. But thankfully, we came together and were able to pass a spending bill with bipartisan support to end the shutdown and really move forward with some of the other things that we want to work on down here in Washington. And I can tell you from the folks back home, they're looking for some results. They're looking for some solutions on things like infrastructure or health care or prescription drug costs. They want to see some results out of this Congress. And that's what we've been trying to do, is focus on those areas where we can work together with folks on both sides of the aisle. We got our offices set up in Utica and Binghamton, and we got our Washington office set up, so we are responding. All of our caseworkers are responding to constituents as they contact our office with issues with various federal agencies, and we're getting into the thick of things now. I'm on the Agriculture Committee and the Veterans Affairs Committee, and we're looking at legislation to be able to help in those two areas, as well as some other things that we're doing right now.
No, Congressman, it's a long ride from, I've done it, from Binghamton to Utica, right?
It sure is, about 2 hours, no matter which way you go.
And how do you do it? How do you handle that?
Well, depending if you want cell phone service, you go over to Syracuse on the thruway, and then you go down 81. If you're looking to be without cell phone service, you may take Route 12 or Route 8, and that's certainly an area that I want to be able to focus on during my tenure here, is how do we improve broadband coverage and cell coverage through some of the more rural counties throughout New York State and upstate New York, because it is a major challenge for many of our small towns that need to have that service. And without broadband coverage, it's very hard to attract businesses. It's very hard to keep businesses. As a parent, trying to help your child do their homework without access to the internet's a challenge. If you're someone who's looking for a job, most applications are online, and most job postings are online now. So we have to do a lot more to improve our coverage throughout New York State, and New York 22 is an area that is really in need of some broadband expansion.
Now, your district is a little bit more conservative than other Democratic districts, sometimes, compared to a San Francisco or an Upper West Side. How do you maintain that balance, that approach, to reflect the opinions of your constituents?
Well, we try to look at every issue on a case-by-case basis. So every vote that comes up, whether it's a piece of legislation or an amendment, we ask, how will this impact people back home? We're not concerned. I can tell you I don't care whether the sponsor's name is a Democratic colleague or a Republican colleague. If it's an issue that I think is a good idea, then I will support it. And that's what people really want back home. It is an area that's always historically had more moderate members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. And folks just want results. They don't really want the partisan bickering. They want you to go to Washington. They want you to seek out people on the other side of the aisle that you can work with. I've tried to do that in my first few months here. I've been working very closely with Congressman Katko over in the Syracuse area. He's a Republican. I'm a Democrat, but we have similar interests throughout central New York. We actually share a county. We share Oswego County. So we've been working together on some issues like Lake Ontario flooding and other areas, trying to put aside the differences and find some common ground. And that's what people back home are asking.
So let me ask you a question. You were not, as I remembered, for Speaker Pelosi when you were running. Have
Correct.
You changed your mind? How are you getting along with her now?
We get along very well. We've had a number of great conversations. She certainly understood the promise that I made during my campaign, and it has not been held against me. We continue to work together, and where there's areas that we can agree, we're going to agree, and where there's areas that I disagree with the leadership, I'm not afraid to speak out and say my piece, and I think she respects that, and I respect her leadership, and hopefully, I think from her perspective, she wants to see us get some results. I don't want us to become like the Freedom Caucus, where our answer to everything is no. I want us to be a caucus that has bold ideas, but also gets things done to help people in places like New York 22 and across upstate New York.
Let me skip to another area, and that is that there's a grave controversy going on in Congress right now, especially among the Democrats, over a Muslim member, Representative Omar, who said some things which many of us, I got to confess, I'm one of them,
yep.
think really had an anti-Semitic overtone to it. What do you make of it?
Well, I agree with you, and I said so publicly. I made a statement after some of these comments recently on my Twitter and Facebook page, that calling out what I felt were very anti-Semitic comments. I supported a resolution here a few weeks ago condemning anti-Semitism, and it really, it's something that has grown out of my work in the state legislature. I have Jewish relatives. I have Jewish nieces and nephews, and this is a concern that I have happening right now. At the state legislative level, I've co-sponsored or worked on anti-BDS language in our bills. I've supported things like Iran divestment to stop doing business with companies supporting Iran. And I think we have to be very clear to really stomp out this form of hatred, anti-Semitism, and make sure that if colleagues are trafficking in that we call it out.
Does this potentially fracture the Democratic caucus, which can't afford to be fractured now that they've won control?
I think it remains to be seen. There certainly are some divisions within the caucus and a difference of opinion on how to proceed forward here over the next 2 years. I think we have to proceed in a manner that actually gets some things done. We have to show that we can govern and actually come home with some accomplishments for the folks that put us in office. We also have to do work in our districts, connecting with our constituents. But we have to, I can agree with the president on certain issues, and I can stand up and disagree with him on issues. But on areas that I want to see some movement, like on infrastructure, we should be working with the president to put forward an infrastructure package that will help places like upstate New York. We all want to see our roads and bridges repaired. We want to see, we have awful problems with water quality throughout the state. We want to see those systems upgraded. We need to upgrade our energy grid. I believe that will help encourage more renewable resources of energy to come online. We need rural broadband throughout the state. That's an area the president has talked about, so let's meet him and say, yeah, we want to work on infrastructure too. Same thing with drug costs. That's an issue that always comes up when I do town hall meetings, is the high cost of prescription drugs. He mentioned that during his State of the Union. I support efforts to lower prescription drug costs. Let's figure out a way we can actually get that done. And I think there are some members of our caucus who would prefer really not to work with the president on anything, and I just don't feel that way.
Anthony Brindisi is a first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District, a big part of the WAMC listening area. We so thank you, Congressman, for being with us. When we come back the next time, I got a whole bunch of other questions for you.
Absolutely. Thank you.